Counting in Bougainville's independence referendum will begin today. The vote in the autonomous region of Papua New Guinea is part of the peace agreement that's held for almost two decades, as the ABC's PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports from Bougainville.
The hall of a secondary school in Bougainville's capital, Buka, has been turned into a makeshift tally room. Thousands of ballots from the historic independence referendum are being processed and will start being counted later today. Bernardine Karma is one of nearly 100 people registered as scrutineers.
I'm very excited, very, very happy that I am here actually where the actual counting is going to happen.
She travelled for a day from her village to be in Buka to watch the count.
It has come to the part where the whole of Bougainville is actually coming to see the outcome of what they have fought for and shed blood for.
More than 206,000 people enrolled to vote to have their say on whether they want greater autonomy or independence from Papua New Guinea. The returning officer, John Cicciesi, says there was a high voter turnout in the 2 weeks of polling.
Oh yes, there was a lot of people who were excited. They wanted to vote. They wanted to access their democratic rights here.
It can be quite a difficult place to reach everyone and to make sure everyone had a chance to vote. Can you give us an idea of what some of the difficulties are in staging an election here in Bougainville?
There are some parts in our region that we don't have good roads, and it's very difficult. It takes about 2-3 hours to walk up the mountains to the polling locations.
So you had people carrying the ballot boxes, walking up mountains to reach people?
Yes, there were several teams that actually carried their ballot boxes, and they had to walk mountains now.
A vote for independence is being widely anticipated, but there are some mixed views among people in Buka.
I think independence is going to win. We are going to independent now. I think it's going to better.
I'm a Bougainvillean, but I'm a Papua New Guinean. The way I saw the awareness was not balanced. They were given one-sided story.
It's expected the result will be announced before the end of the week. But it isn't binding, so regardless of the outcome, Bougainville and PNG will have to enter into negotiations about what the next steps are. Those discussions could take years, but for now, anticipation and excitement remain high in Bougainville.
That's the ABC's PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reporting from Bougainville.